From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. U.S.-backed rebels take a major facility from Islamic militants. A U.S.-backed coalition of rebels in Syria, including Syrian, Kurdish, Arab, and Christian groups, has captured a major dam on the Euphrates River in the north from the Islamic State group. A coalition known as Syria Democratic Forces seized the Tishrin Dam on Saturday as part of its offensive aimed at cutting supply lines between IS strongholds in northern Syria. The Tishrin Dam supplies much of northern Syria with electricity. An SDF spokesman told AP earlier this week that his forces are also trying to cut the supply lines between the Islamic State's de facto capital of Raqqa and the group's stronghold of Manbij in northern Syria. A UN brokered deal to evacuate more than 2,000 Islamic State fighters and other militants from rebel-held suburbs of Damascus Saturday has been delayed after the killing of an insurgent leader. That according to an organization that monitors the Syrian war. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, an independent British-based monitoring group that tracks violence across Syria, says the evacuation from Damascus had been expected to take place early Saturday, but was delayed as there was now no secure territory for the militants to pass through. Buses were due to transport the fighters to Raqqa, the de facto capital of Islamic State in northern Syria. That according to a Lebanese TV station, a Hezbollah TV station, but it fell through after one of the rebel group's leaders, Zahran Alush, through whose territory the convoy had been granted safe passage, was killed in an airstrike on Friday. This is VOA News. Police in Israel say they have shot dead a Palestinian who tried to stab them in Jerusalem, the latest deadly incident in a three-month spate of violence. A police spokeswoman said police officers approached a man they believed was acting suspiciously near Jerusalem's Old City. She said the man pulled out a knife and tried to stab one of the officers, at which point they shot and killed him. Friday, Israeli soldiers fatally shot a Palestinian woman, they said, tried to ram them with her car in the village of Silwad in the occupied West Bank. And in Gaza, the Palestinian Health Ministry says a 22-year-old man was killed by live fire Friday in an altercation with Israeli forces near the border fence. Since the middle of September, a wave of Palestinian shooting, stabbing, and vehicular attacks have killed 20 Israelis. At least 125 Palestinians have died by Israeli fire in the same period, of whom 86 Israel says were attacking or attempting to attack Israelis. Israel blames the Palestinian attacks on incitement. Palestinians say the violence stems from frustration at nearly five decades of Israeli military rule. A court in Thailand this week convicted two migrant workers from Myanmar for killing a young British couple on a resort island. Zay Lin and Wei Fio were sentenced to death. As VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from Bangkok, their lawyers say they will appeal that verdict.
Human rights groups have called for an independent investigation amid widespread allegations. The evidence used to link the two suspects, Zay Lin and Wei Fio, to the killings was insufficient or tainted. Sam Zarifi is the Asia Regional Director for the International Commission of Jurists.
We've now got the families of the murder victims still waiting to hear exactly what's happened to their loved ones. But additionally, we have the families of these two suspects who are looking to the Thai judicial system to provide them justice. And that's something that's very crucial for Thailand's international standing.
The defendants, both 22-year-old workers at a bar on the island of Koh Tao, were arrested 2 weeks after the killings. They claim they were tortured into giving confessions. Police have denied any coercion. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Dozens of people are missing and feared dead after a landslide in a jade mining area of northern Myanmar, where at least 100 people died in a similar disaster last month. Rescue workers have begun searching for bodies in Friday's landslide in Pakand, Kachin State, the center of Myanmar's jade mining industry. Officials say they have no word yet on how many people may have died or been injured. Late last month, at least 100 died in a landslide near a jade mine in Pakand. I'm Ira Melman, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.